The first professional writing job I ever had, after 17 years of trying, was on a movie called King Kong Lives. I and my partner at the time, Ron Shusett, a brilliant writer and producer who also did Alien and Total Recall, hammered out the screenplay for Dino De Laurentiis. We loved it. We were sure we had a hit. Even after we'd seen the finished film, we were certain it was a blockbuster. We invited everyone we knew to the premiere, even rented out the joint next door for a post-Triumph blowout. Get there early, we warned our friends. Ooh, the place will be mobbed. Nobody showed. There was only one guy in line besides our guests, and he was muttering something about spare change. In the theater, our friends endured the movie in mute stupefaction. When the lights came up, they fled like cockroaches into the night. Next day came the review in Variety. Ronald Shusett and Stephen Pressfield. We hope these are not their real names for their parents' sake. When the first week's grosses came in, the flick barely registered. Still, I clung to hope. Maybe it's only tanking in urban areas. Maybe it's playing better in the burbs. I motored to an Edge City multiplex. A youth manned the popcorn booth. How's King Kong Lives? I asked. He flashed thumbs down. Miss it, man. It sucks. I was crushed. Here I was, 42 years old, divorced, childless, having given up all normal human pursuits to chase the dream of becoming a writer. Now I finally got my name on a big-time Hollywood production starring Linda Hamilton. And what happens? I'm a loser. A phony. My life is worthless, and so am I. My friend Tony Keppelman snapped me out of it by asking if I was going to quit. Hell no. Well, then be happy. You're where you want to be, aren't you? So you're taking a few blows. That's the price for being in the arena and not on the sidelines. Stop complaining and be grateful. That was when I realized I had become a pro. I had not yet had a success, but I had had a real failure.